Chai Vilavin. Here in Amon Lekoen Godol. The Meir was only Nisra say the Moshul of Mitzri. When a Mitzri is Mizgayer, the Torah says the first three generations, you're not allowed to marry them. There's an Isra say not to marry a Mitzri. Who adin v'yadoimi? The Rashi says, V'toich shloisha doris. The Pesach says, Dor shalishi yovel lehem. The Mashma, the third generation, we're allowed to marry. Dor sheni loy, but not the second generation. For lav avo, mechlal asei asei, it's only a diuk of a lav that comes only to be an asei. So maybe by chayvil esei, here there's a difference. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Kedushin is chal. So according to Rabbi Shimon HaTimoni, you have to pay kenas. According to Shimon Manasi, you won't have to pay kenas. So Mara says, depends. Honichal Rabbi Yeshayvav, it's good if Rabbi Yeshayvav, ila fuki metayim adu gabsi moi kosi. If Rabbi Yeshayvav, that said a lushan before, that Rabbi Kiva says, any Yisr makes a mamzer, what does it mean, any Yisr? If he's only arguing on Yabsi Moi, it's very good, Shapir. But Yabsi Moi said, Amon Lekoen Godel is not called a mamzer. Rabbi Yeshayvav says no. Rabbi Yeshayvav holds, I hold the current Rabbi Kiva, even a Kohen Godel, when he marries in an Amono, the kid's a mamzer. Then it's Shapir, I'll tell you, it's good what you're saying. But only a Chai V'Lavin is a mamzer. But here by a Mitzri or an Adoimi, that's only an Isra saying, Rabbi Kiva would agree that the kid is not a mamzer. So you have an afkumino where you're not allowed to stay married together, but the Kedushin is chal. Elo but, itayma denafshe komar, if Rabbi Yeshayvav, when he said a lashon of, boyu v'nesuach Rabbi Kiva, let's argue against Rabbi Kiva, shayayimah that Rabbi Kiva used to say, kol she'ein lo idiyah the Yisrael, mashma general lashon, any time you're not allowed to live together, the kid is a mamzer, so if Yeshayvav is saying this by himself, so he's including an Isra say also. He said the general rule that Rabbi Kiva holds, any time they're not allowed to live together, if they do, the kid's a mamzer. If so, kol shein levi of Yisrael avlad mamzer. If so, the afilu chai v'yasei. For sure then, if Yeshayvav is talking like by himself, not going back to Rabbi Simoi, so he's saying a general klal that Rabbi Kiva holds, any time you're not allowed to live together, the kid's a mamzer. So if so, my v'nayu. So a Mitzri and an Adoimi, the Torah says you're not allowed to marry a Mitzri. You're not allowed to live with an Adoimi the first two generations. So therefore, if you do live with them, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Kedushin is not Chal. Says so, there's no difference again between Rabbi Shimon HaTimoni and Rabbi Shimon HaManasseh, according to both of them. If there's an Issa, the Kedushin is not Chal. If there's no Issa, she's Mutter to you. So my Benaya, what's the case that there's a difference? So the Gemara still says, yes, there is a case. You give Benaya, there's a difference. I'll tell you, Bula Lekoen Godel. There's an Isser say that a Kohen Godel has to marry Bedavkar of Besula. Pasuk says, Kiyim Besula B'yam of Yikach. He has to take a girl that was never married yet, didn't live with a man yet. If the girl lived with a man already, if she's a Bula, a Kohen Godel is not allowed to marry her. So here it's an Isser say, here Rabbi Kiva holds the Kedushin is Chal. So the Gemara, why you Maishana? Why? The Chura were going there, Rabbi Kiva holds even Isser say of a Mitzri, the Kedushin is not Chal. So why by a Kohen Godel to a Bula, are you telling me the Kedushin is Chal? So Gemara says, the Hevelei Essei Shein Eshava Bakel. There's two Chesroinis here. It's an Isser Asei, and it's an Isser Asei Shein Eshava Bakel. I mean, it doesn't apply to every single Jew. A regular Jew is allowed to marry a Bula. Even if a girl lived with a man already, she wasn't married, she's allowed to marry. She can marry, so even a Kohen can marry her. Only a Kohen Godel is not allowed to marry a Bula. So it's only an Isser Asei, which does not apply to everybody, only to a Kohen Godel. That's a special Isser Asei. So such an Isser Asei, Rabbi Kiva agrees, the Kedushin is Chal. Yeah. So now this is an Nafkumina, where a Kohen Godel would be Ma'anis, a Bula, the Kohen Godel is Ma'anis a Bula, does he have to pay a Knas or not? So reversible, the Kasher is, if she's a Bula, there's no Knas. Knas is only to an Ara Besula, and not to an Ara that's a Bula. So how do you have a case here where Kohen Godel does it? So Rashi learns the Pshat is, Rashi learns the Bula Shaloi Kedarka Ari. The Kedarka is like a Knas. We're talking about a man lived with this girl before Shaloi Kedarka. I mean, didn't go in the right place, so he didn't break up Sulim. So therefore, she still has a she's still called a Besula. So now, when the Kohen Godel lives with her the first time, he's manasseh. The question is, does he have to pay a knas or not? This girl now, a Kohen Godel can't marry. because she has the shame Bula. A Bula Shleika Darkoi is also called a Bula. So the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. But the Maisa, but the Chiyuv Knas, she has the shame Bsula, because the Bsulim wasn't touched yet. The Kohen Gadol is the first one now to break a Bsulim. So does the Kohen Gadol have to pay a Knas or not? This would be an argument between Rabbi Sheva, between Rabbi Shimon ben Atiyah and Rabbi Shimon Atimoni. According to Shimon Atimoni, you would have to pay a Knas, because she's called an Isha that has a Vaya. The Kohen Gadol, if he marries her, the Kedushin is Chal. But according to Shimon Atimoni, according to Shimon ben Atiyah, he would not have to pay a Knas, because she's not a girl that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to stay married to. If the Kohen Gadol marries her, Avad is going to have to give her a get, because the Maisa, she's a Bula. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to stay married to a Bula. So this is an Afkamina. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, HaKel Moedim, everybody agrees, Bebo Ala Nida, if somebody lives with a Nida, someone takes a girl, she's a Nara, she's a Bsula, and his Manasseh lives with, he forces her. Shem Shalom Kenas, you have to pay a Kenas. Why? I, Lechur, it's a Chai, the Kriest, to live with a Nara, with a Nida. Tell us like this, Laman Diyama Yeshba Vaya, if you tell me it has to be a girl that you could marry, Hanami Yeshba Vaya, Lamaisa Nida, you let her marry her. Maisa Mechoyen, you marry your wife, even when she's a Nida. So Maisa, even though Nisha's a Nida, she still has Kedushin. And Laman Diyama Rula Kaima, even according to Man Diyama, it's not enough just the Kedushin is Chal, but it has to be such a girl that you're allowed to stay married to. Hanami Rula Kayama, a Nida, you're allowed to stay married to. Like when your wife becomes a Nida, you don't have to give her a get, you're allowed to stay married to her. So Maisa, if you're honest, a girl, when she's a Nida, Avad, you have to pay a Knas. She's called a girl that is able for you to marry her, and it's able for you to stay married to her. So everybody knows you have to pay her kinas. The Gemara says that Shinoda ulafukim the Mechunya ben Akona. But this is lafukim one man the Yama. We're not going now according to Mechunya ben Akona. So Rashi learns, ulafukim means masnisin, our Mishnah. The Mechayiv tashlumin, lebo'al al-chaysoi, our Mishnah that says, you have to pay knas if you manage your own system. Even though we live with your sister, you have to pay a knas. That's what our Mishnah holds. Is maskim of nechunya. You should know it's not like Rav Nechunya. Our Mishnah is not like Rav Nechunya. Why? The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona hoyoyse. He used to make es yoyma kippur and kishabbos to tashlumin. He used to say if somebody, let's say, ripped somebody's clothing on Yom Kippur, it's the same way if you rip somebody's clothing on Shabbos. That means Ma Shabbos, just like on Shabbos, Mischayiv Benafshoy, or Potim in a Tashlumin, or let's say you burn down somebody's fields on Shabbos. So if you're burning down this field, Yechayiv Misa, you're over the Yisra Havara, Yechayiv Misa, so knows the Klal of Kom Lev D'Rab Minei. Since Yechayiv Misa for burning down his fields, you don't have to pay the money for ruining his fields. You say, come with the Rabbinay, that everybody holds. Shabbos is a Chayiv Misa b'dayodam. If you did an Averis, Mechayiv Misa b'dayodam, everybody holds your potter from paying Tashlumin. And the Chunyav and Achonis Kiddush is, even Yom Kippurim also. Even though if you do a Malach on Yom Kippur, not Chayiv Misa b'dayodam, you only Chayiv Chorus, he holds Chayiv Krisis also potter from Tashlumin. That's his lashon of Hayoyses Yom Kippurim to Shabbos leTashlumim. That Ma Shabbos, just like if you burn somebody's fields up on Shabbos, Mischayiv Benashi Yechayiv Misa, and therefore Potter Min haTashlumim, you don't have to pay back the money. I'll tell you, after Yom Kippurim, Mischayiv Benashi Potter Min haTashlumim. Who is it on Yom Kippur? Even though it's only Yechayiv Koris on Yom Kippur, but Koponim he holds that Yechayiv Koris also has a din of Kamlei B'Rabminei. So Melo, that's not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says if you live with your sister, by living with your sister, you have a Chiyuv Koris. You have a Chiyuv Koris. And still the Mishnah says you have to pay Knas. So you see, you don't say, come labor the Rabbinate. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Nechunya ben Akona. What's his reasoning? Why does he talk to say that a Chiyuv Koris also says, come labor the Rabbinate? So it's a machlekes. First sheet is Abaya. Omer Abaya says, Ne'amar osim b'dayodim. Says Lashon of Osun by Yemisa b'dayodim. Says Rashi, V'loyi Osun, Timishtoy b'misas bezn, L'mei m'deichet leka, Mises bezn, M'shalom d'mei v'lodis. There it's a case where you kill a pregnant lady, so the case it says, It says, for lo yosin. In the case where you, when you killed the pregnant lady, you didn't have kavana. So you put the chamisa, then you have to pay, if you killed the kid also, how much the kid is worth. But in the case that you killed the mother and you chayav misa for that, you don't have to pay the husband how much the kid is worth. Because we say, come with the rab minay. It says lashon of osin by bidei yodim. For nemar osin bidei shemayim, it says the word osin also by bidei shemayim. It says by the Acha Yosef, it says the Kuro Osin. Like Yaakov Avinu was afraid to give them Binyamin, that maybe Kuro Osin, something would happen to him. So you see, Osin, Bidei Shemayim, is doima to Bidei Yodim. That is, Ma Osin, Amma Bidei Yodim. Potim in a Teshlumim, just like when you kill the pregnant lady, in the case where you chayiv Misa, Bidei Yodim. You are potter from paying money, Af Osin, Amma Bidei Shemayim. The same thing when Yaakov was afraid that maybe something would happen to his son, Binyamin, Bidei Shemayim, you're also potim in a Teshlumim. So what happens min ha-shemayim? A misa b'day shemayim like a chiv chorus, and a misa b'day yodim when Bezdin kills you, has the same halachas. That's the way Abaya learns. Zera shava from the word osan osan. Maskev lo ravada barava. Mimai b'chi ko mazalu Yaakov l'b'nei. How do we know when Yaakov warned his sons, like watch out for Binyamin, that no osan should happen? Al tzinim apachim, that he meant to tell them, be careful, no cold or no heat should affect him, which is called the B'day Shemayim Ninu, that Yaakov told them to watch out from cold weathers or from heat, that Yosef, that Binyamin shouldn't get sick. Dilma, maybe Alari Veganvi, maybe Yaakov warned them, be careful from a lion, or Ganovim shouldn't come and kill them. The B'day Yodim Ninu, these are things that are called B'day Yodim. So maybe Yosem does not pertain to B'day Shemayim, but rather what happens, B'day Yodim. So Rashi said like this, rather half a minute at least was, B'day Shemayim, Rashi says, in Boyim, Peronius, Alodom, Gzeras HaMelechu. Yeah, but the Havamina is though, but if an Ari or a Ganef comes and kills you, that's not called B'day Shemayim, that's called B'day Yodim. Because they have the choice to do it or not. So, maybe Yaakov only warned them on things B'day Yodim. So Gemara says, no, Otto Yaakov, Aho Azar, Aho Layazar, did Yaakov only warn his sons, watch out from this and not from that? Yaakov, Ako Miliazar, Yaakov warned them on everything. Like Yaakov warned them, be careful, you take him Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, be careful, nothing should happen. Whether it's B'day Shemayim, whether it's B'day Yodam, Yaakov warned the brothers, be careful, no harm should happen to him. Now the Gemara says, B'tzinim Apachim B'day Shemayim Ninu, do you call that somebody gets sick because it's too hot or it's too cold? Is that called a Gzeres Melech, that Hashem caused it upon you? Mashmah, it's not something you caused upon yourself, but it's something that Hashem did to you. For a time you will learn like this, Hakol B'day Shemayim. Any sickness that comes upon you is B'day Shemayim. Hashem puts the sickness on you. Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. Achutz, if you catch a cold, or you go to a hot place, that's totally in you. You could have stopped it. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Tzinim Pachim B'derech Ikesh. A person who watches himself could stay away from sinim apachim, could stay away from something hot or something cold. So mashma, it's not called b'day shemayim, it's called something that you yourself could stop it. Like Rashi says, chutz mitzinim apachim means she'apolim she'boim b'pshiya. Say, come because you're a pshaya, you took off your coat in the cold weather, you caught yourself a cold. It's called, you caused it upon yourself. So why do you call these things b'day shemayim? Vesu, and also was mashma before you held, that Ari v'ganvi b'day yodim ninu. What do you say if an Ari, if a lion comes and attacks you and kills you? Or if a ganav kills you? That's called b'day yodim, because they have the choice to do it or not. And mashma's not called b'zeres ha-melech. Why? V'yomer Rav Yosef, Yosef says, v'chein toni v'chiyya. V'chiyya also learns that miyoyim shechor v'beis ha-migdash. From the time when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Afal Pi Shebitlu Sanhedrin, even though the Sanhedrin Agdola was bottled, and Bezdin does not paskin anymore, Achai B'Mises B'day Yodam, but you should know, Arba Mises Lebotlu, but the dinim of Dalad Mises still pertains, still applies. What does that mean? Fed Gemara Lebotlu HaBotlu. What do you mean it's not bottled? There's no more Bezdin. Nobody sits down to paskin that this person is chayiv sreifa, this one's chayiv herek, cheneg. We don't paskin any more dinim about misa. So what do I mean, like botu? Elo, what it means to say is like this.